Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there. We give away, and it's all completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. To start things out here tonight, we've got to do what has to be the most requested story of probably of 2007.
I would think so. I've gotten maybe six requests myself.
I haven't been keeping track, but you probably got
more because more people write you than me.
Right. And I haven't even really checked the show prep email address yet here. I'm sure there's just a load of them in there. I got them on all of my email addresses and, you know, instant messages. It was all over the place today. So let's talk about it. Apparently, secession has happened here in America. Now, it hasn't happened in the way you might think it would have. And, of course, that tends to be how history works out. It doesn't usually end up happening the way people necessarily think it's going to. Nobody really predicted the fall of the Berlin Wall or the dismemberment of the Soviet Union. And here, I don't think anybody saw this one coming. The AFP reports that the Lakota Indians, who gave the world legendary warriors Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, have withdrawn from treaties with the United States, its leaders said yesterday. We are no longer citizens of the United States of America, and all those who live in the five-state area that encompasses our country are free to join us, longtime Indian rights activist Russell Means told a handful of reporters and a delegation from the Bolivian embassy gathered in a church in a rundown neighborhood of Washington for a news conference. Now, I'd like to add here that Russell Means, the person who's their spokesman, he is a longtime libertarian activist. He, in fact, had thrown his hat into the ring for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination at least once, maybe a handful of times. I don't think he's ever actually won the nomination, but he's definitely been out there working very hard for liberty. So I'm well aware of who this guy is, and he's a super activist from what I understand. Anyway, a delegation of Lakota leaders delivered a message to the State Department on Monday announcing they were unilaterally withdrawing from treaties they signed with the federal government of the United States, some of them more than 150 years old. Of course, they didn't sign those treaties, and the United States isn't actually an entity, but that's a whole other story. Nonetheless, they visited the Bolivian, Chilean, South African, and Venezuelan embassies and will continue on their diplomatic mission and take it overseas in the coming weeks and months, they told the news conference. I guess their purpose of going to these embassies was to basically announce themselves as a separate country.
Right. Well, you wouldn't announce it to the United States. You'd announce it to all the other countries, because once enough countries respect it, then I guess they would think that the United States would.
Right. And so, as I understand it, they've been fairly well received by these other countries. And that may have something to do with the fact that no one really internationally really likes the United States government anymore. The new country would issue its own passports and driver's licenses, and living there would be tax-free, provided residents renounce their U.S. citizenship, said Means. Lakota country includes parts of the states of Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. The treaty signed...
I had once heard that there was a Black Hills secession previously, or something like this, that the
same tribe, Lakota?
From what I understand, Lakota, Black Hills is in the Lakota area.
What about it?
I had heard that there was a secession over there previously, or some kind
How
of secession.
How long ago?
Like the mid, early 80s, something like that.
I don't know. Well, if you know anything more about that, you're welcome to chime in here at 1-800-259-9231. And also, if you just want to weigh in and give us your opinion on, you know, will these guys be successful? Do you expect to see what so many have suggested will happen here in New Hampshire if New Hampshire secedes or Vermont secedes, and that is the federal government rolling in tanks and bringing in the National Guard or something like that to quash the rebellion, if you will? Do you expect the feds are going
to
make any moves?
I don't expect to see that.
No?
I just don't know.
You think the feds are just going to sort of ignore this and hope that they'll just go away?
Pay their taxes or something? I would think that would probably be their best move.
Well, the new country, again, the treaties, here's what they said. The treaties signed with the United States are merely worthless words on worthless paper.
That's certainly how the United States has treated its treaties with Indians in the past.
That's what they're basically saying, that the treaties have been repeatedly violated in order to steal our culture, our land, and our ability to maintain our way of life. The reborn freedom movement says. Means says, this is Russell Means says, the withdrawing from the treaties was entirely legal. This is according to the laws of the United States, specifically Article 6 of the Constitution, which states that treaties are the supreme law of the land, he said. It's also within the laws on treaties passed at the Vienna Convention and put into effect by the U.S. and the rest of the international community in 1980. We're legally within our rights to be free and independent, said Means.
I don't see why they wouldn't be. I guess a problem I would have is, suppose there's a certain contingent within the Lakota tribe that says, well, we don't, and I'm just going to assume, I don't know, that the land that they're seceding with is on their own reservation. I don't know that that's true. There could very well be people's land inside that, the area that they're supposedly seceding that doesn't even belong to them. And I don't think they have the right to secede for anyone but themselves.
Well, what they said here is that if you live within those states, you can join their secession by renouncing your U.S. citizenship and essentially becoming a citizen of the Lakota tribe or something, or whatever it is they're calling their place.
As long as, they're seceding for themselves individually on land that they individually have control of, I'm fine with that.
I've actually emailed Russell Means at this point to see if we can get him on the show to really iron out these points.
Okay.
I'm curious, and I know that our listeners probably want to know a little bit more than this national press article is going to reveal.
Mm.
So we'll see if he responds. I haven't heard anything back yet. Let me continue here with this story, though. He says it's also within the laws at the Vienna Convention. We're legally within our rights to be free and independent. The Lakota relaunched their journey to freedom in 1974 when they drafted a declaration of continuing independence. This may have something to do with what you might remember from the past, Mark. An overt play on the title of the United States Declaration of Independence from England. 33 years have elapsed since then because it takes a critical mass to combat colonialism, and we wanted to make sure that all our ducks were in a row, said Means. One duck moved into place in September when the United Nations adopted a non-binding declaration on the rights of indigenous peoples, despite opposition from the United States, which said it clashed with its own laws. Phyllis Young, who helped organize the first international conference on indigenous rights, said that we have 33 treaties with the United States that they have not lived by. They continue to take our land, our water, and our children. The U.S. government has been guilty ever since the very beginning of screwing over the Indian people, the natives of America.
Yeah, well, they're probably...
And they're tired of it.
Yeah, they're probably the worst treated group in the United States. I'm not saying that they're the... that they're terribly bad off compared to other people in other parts of the world. But as far as a group of people goes, I bet you the American Indians are the worst treated.
They really are. In fact, he goes into some statistics here that the U.S. annexation of Native American land has resulted in once proud tribes, such as the Lakota, becoming mere facsimiles of white people, said Means. Oppression at the hands of the U.S. government has taken its toll on the Lakota, whose men have one of the shortest life expectancies, less than 44 years in the world. They're living in America, but they have that short of a life expectancy. Lakota teen suicides are...
It doesn't sound to me like they're going to do any worse on their own.
Teen suicides are 150% above the norm for the United States. Infant mortality is 5 times higher than the U.S. average, and unemployment is rife, according to the Lakota Freedom Movement's website.
I don't know. I mean, they each get a little check, from what I understand, from the government.
That's the problem.
Right. That is the reason.
That's what John Stossel had pointed out, and he actually interviewed Russell Means, as I recall, for one of his specials. Oh, I don't know. It's probably been 7 years now. It was called John Stossel Goes to Washington, and it was brilliant because what he pointed out was he did a compare and contrast between two different situations with differing Indian tribes in this country. One tribe had managed to basically tell the government to go flip off. They didn't secede from the Union or anything like that. They just said, look, we don't want your government money anymore. Mm-hmm. And they just disconnected themselves from the Bureau of Indian Affairs or Land Management or whatever it is. I think it's Indian Affairs.
Yeah.
And so they didn't take the welfare checks anymore. And after that, after the welfare checks stopped, new houses started going up. New businesses started opening. People were sobering up. And they compared that to an Indian reservation that was on welfare, that is on welfare, and it was just awful living conditions. People jobless and drunk in the streets. And again, similar situations here with teen suicides up, unemployment rife. Five times higher infant mortality. I mean, these people have it really bad. So now they're doing something about it. They're telling the U.S. government, screw you. We want to be free and independent. And I ask you, what's wrong with that?
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, December 20th, 2007. Gold, $797.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $821.20, $404.75 for half, $202.38 for quarter. That's $821.20, $404.75, and $202.38. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates. freetalklive.com. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231. And speaking of SACL CAI, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who fail to pay their bills. You might think this debt only affects those industries and businesses, but when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call the experts at SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. They reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL CAI. So we've pretty much given you all the information that we have at this point about the Lakota Indians essentially seceding from the United States. They've called it at Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming, and that if you live in any of those areas, you can join their movement. Now, they can't force you to secede, obviously. You'd have to renounce your citizenship and then join their little new country, I guess. I don't know if it's a country or what they're calling it. I mean, we're kind
of... The nation. Country seems like the right word to me.
The Lakota Nation. I don't know.
I would like to, on behalf of Free Talk Live, recognize the Lakota Nation.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live recognizes the Lakota Nation.
I don't really believe in nations, but, I recognize the concept of pulling away from the United States, and I absolutely support them in doing that. Some people, of course, are obviously speculating about what the United States government people are going to do as a result of this. I wonder if they will do anything. Are they going to roll in tanks, bring in the troops, and put down this Indian rebellion? Or are they going to sit back and pretend like nothing's happening? Are they going to selectively prosecute the leaders, snatch them up off the streets? I mean, who knows what's going to happen next? This is pretty unprecedented in the history of this country.
Well, there's been more than one secession movement in this country's history. But
who has actually seceded?
Well, nobody seceded from the United States.
These guys just did.
Well, then the South seceded.
Okay, but they weren't allowed to secede because then the North went in with...
It remains to be seen whether these guys will be allowed to secede.
All right, well, we'll follow the story as best as possible and do our best to actually get Russell Means, one of the instigators in this case, on the phone to tell us about it.
I would like to give a little advice to the Lakota Nation, if I might. Don't fire on any U.S. bases. That's
probably
what happened with
idea.
The South.
Yeah.
Is, they seceded and then they decided, Fort Sumter's out there full of those darn Union people. Let's shoot at them. And
was that the only reason for that? They just wanted to shoot at some Northerners?
Exactly why? Who knows? I mean, a whole nation seceded. It's full of people. Why did they fire? It's difficult to say. It's lost in the fog of history.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's go unscreen to the amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is Fish.
Fish, calling from where?
Virginia.
What do you want to talk about, Fish?
I want to talk about salvia.
Salvia, the currently legal drug, though I believe there are a handful of states that are either close to or perhaps have passed some sort of a salvia ban. But in most cases, this is a drug that your average 18-year-old can get their hands on pretty much anywhere in America.
Well, one of the first things I wanted to point out, and I'm listening to a podcast, I'm kind of not through it yet, but yeah, you guys keep referring it to salvia, and I believe the word salvia in Latin is sage.
Sage?
Salvia, yeah, it's actually salvia divinorum, which is diviner sage.
Okay.
It's a specific type of sage.
Okay.
Or kinds of sage. Anyway, it's available here. You guys actually read a story from my area, from a local news station, probably about a year ago. I wanted to call back then. I just hadn't gotten around to it. And now that I have the opportunity, you guys happened to be talking about it yesterday, I'm kind of wanting to call and share my experience with it.
By all means. What was your experience? Go ahead.
It was similar to that, which the guy called a few days ago talking about it. he had mentioned it was one of the most intense psychedelics he's ever experienced. I'm not really experienced in the way of psychedelics in general. I've done a few here and there, but I can tell you that this thing is probably the most intense thing I've ever felt.
So did you pretty much, I mean, the earlier caller had described that he completely lost track of who he was, this world, et cetera. He was in a totally different dimension.
I was, I had an image. I actually stopped it. I did it about maybe 10 times total over a period of a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. Did a whole lot of research before I attempted it. But I don't like the idea of calling it a drug. I don't like the idea of, to me, it's not something that you can use recreationally. I'm not really a spiritual person, but I would say that this was a spiritual thing.
Well, it's appropriate that you bring this up. I mean, since we just finished talking about the Lakota Indian tribe, Salvia divinorum has been used historically by Indian shamans, essentially, to transverse the different universes or whatever and go on these shamanic journeys, essentially. And again, I'd like to point out the requisite warnings here that we're not recommending that you take this particular product. But
I'm recommending against it.
But we are talking about it because we understand that people will, and sharing those stories can be interesting and illuminating. And of course, if you are going to do something like this, it's highly recommended you do your research. Arrowhead.org is a good website to go and read up more on any drug.
How do you spell that? Because I never can remember.
E-R-O-W-I-D. Now, was it Fish? What was your name?
Yeah, Fish.
Now, Fish, were you alone when you tried this drug?
Not the first time. Not the second time. Not the third time. But I got to the point where I was comfortable with it only because I did not envision myself. I did it in a fashion in which I was first of all, on my back. Afterward, I did it quickly and got on my back as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be caught, you know, sitting in a chair. You could easily fall over.
Okay.
So in my experience, laying down is of importance, but not just for comfort level, but also for safety purposes.
Now, when you said that this isn't, in your opinion, a recreational drug, what do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, obviously, it only lasts like 15 minutes. If you're looking for something recreational, you're looking for something a little bit longer term than that.
I think I could. I mean, I would say that it's probably not a social drug in that, you know, when you're in the experience, you aren't going to be able to communicate with anyone.
Sure.
But at the same time, I would say there are probably a number of people that use it to recreate. I mean, they're looking to get high.
Exactly, and that was actually my reason for, because I read about it. Somebody told me about it, and I read about it. I was like, wow, something legal. So I tried it, and I was lazy the first couple of times. I couldn't figure it out. But by about the third or fourth try, I really started getting the grip of around how it works.
Here's what I'm most curious about, and the final question, I guess, is: do you ever think you'll do it again?
I don't think. It's tough to say. I had my experience, like I said, it was a spiritual thing. It was to a level where I was scared that I was going to see something I might not like.
Interesting. Fish, thanks for the story. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are for free. And they include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts to surf around through. Lots of stuff to talk about there. And it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you to it. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollars offices were raided by the FBI and the Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org and sign up for their updates. Register for the class action lawsuit. It's actually not a class action lawsuit anymore. It's individual lawsuits.
That's true.
Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's LibertyDollar.org.
800-259-9231. We go right into your phone calls. It's the show about your calls. Let's talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
First of all, Lakota was where the Pine Ridge happened.
What's Pine Ridge?
When Leonard Peltier got arrested for supposedly killing two FBI agents.
I see. I've seen bumper stickers to free him,
yeah.
Free Leonard Peltier, but I don't know anything about the guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of the case.
I looked him up on Wikipedia and still just don't know much about it.
What happened there exactly? He allegedly killed FBI agents, but people...
Yeah, and two, Brio Galvasu, who wanted white man's law, and... He was there protecting. No way, it was Ogallala Sioux that wanted white man's law, Lakota Sioux that wanted native or traditional law.
Hmm.
I'm part Native American myself, so.
So there was, it was like two of the Indian nations were sort of at odds with what they wanted.
And so how do you feel about this, Dave? The Lakota Indian tribe has essentially seceded from the United States over a fairly large chunk of the United States, five states included here. How do you feel about this?
Well, our people have been oppressed by the government a lot and forced on the reservation, so I feel pretty good about it.
Now, you're in Ohio, so are you planning on moving out there and joining them, or just cheering them on from where you're at?
Just cheering them on from here.
Good.
Right
I think
now.
It's exciting. I think it's something that people in America all around the country should be paying attention to.
I'll
I don't
tell
know
you
how
what,
much
no
coverage
taxes? That's a huge boon. I mean, they're claiming that you have to pay no taxes. Americans pay a tremendous amount of their incomes in taxes.
Yep. There's all kinds of reasons that if you're in South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and Nebraska right now, that you should be seriously considering this and taking a close look at it and following it and joining up with these the Lakota Indians. I mean,
if I ever save up the money, I'm going to Six Nations in Canada. Then out west for a while.
Very cool, Dave. Thank you for the call time, as always, sir. 800-259-9231. Russell Means is one of the Indians behind this secession movement, and hopefully we'll be able to get in touch with him, get him on the show, and ask him, you know, what's the next step here? What will happen if the United States government decides to in some way intervene? Or, you know, contend that, no, you can't secede. That's not allowed. We didn't let it happen in the 1800s, and we're not going to let it happen today. Of course, they're not seceding as a, you know, one of the member states of the Union. They're seceding as their own country, basically.
In the 1800s, you could slaughter Indians, you could send the army out and slaughter them without any kind of retribution from the public. But now that we have cameras and the news, we have 24-hour cable news and that kind of thing, there's going to be a lot of Americans, a great deal of Americans are very sympathetic towards Native Americans, Indians. I don't like
sure.
Term.
They're at least somewhat familiar with their plight, if not from just watching Hollywood movies.
If not that, but I mean, a lot of them have Indian blood, and they support these people. So if you just send the army or National Guard in there and start locking people up, start shooting people. That's going to be bad. These guys had better be ready to use violence to protect their nation.
800-259-9231. Want to hear from you on this, especially if you're against their secession movement and think it should be somehow put down, or maybe you think it will be. What do you think the steps will be that the United States government people will take in this particular instance? Are they just going to sit back and watch it all happen and, you know, continue sending them income tax bills and then just pick them off one by one as they don't pay? Will they make some sort of overt show of force, ignore them completely? I am very curious to see what goes on here. But in the meantime, we continue covering.
Well, what I was thinking is, what if a major company moves? It happens to be out in that general vicinity. There has to be one, right?
Five states. Got to be a company or two out there.
Right. And what if they say, yes, we're part of this Lakota Nation, too.
Sure.
And we won't be paying any more taxes, and neither will any of our employees. That is going to be a big, big issue to the United States government.
I would like to, if we get Russell Means on the phone, and I have no idea how easy this will be, but I imagine it might be not too difficult, I would love to find out if it's possible to open up some Lakota Indian tribes in other states. You know,
Lakota Indian tribe franchises?
Well, I mean, do you have to be living in this five-state area in order to be part of the Lakota Indian tribe?
I would suspect that that's what has been given to them through treaties or, you know, that kind of thing, so that's sort of, you know, what's theirs. I don't know.
But what about the Lakota that are living elsewhere in the country? You know, don't they have the ability
to... If they want to be a part of the Lakota Nation, they better head on over to the Lakota Nation. I don't know. That's just the way I see it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the legalities or whatever is the legal wrangling or mechanisms that are behind all of this, but they seem to think that they've got a really solid case. And so we'll see what happens here.
Hope they do.
800-259-9231. On the way, there's an interesting little piece that I found from back in the 1950s. It was a Disney video about the future of the roadways, the future of America's highway system.
I'm very interested
in
that.
And it's fascinating stuff. We'll get to that. But first, in a related story from the Telegraph in the United Kingdom, Looks like the UK is going to be stepping up the rules when it comes to cell phones in the car.
Okay.
You've no doubt, if you've been listening to this show or been paying attention to the news, you know that there's a handful of state governments here in America that have passed cell phone restrictions to where if you're going to use a cell phone in your car, you have to have a headset in, that sort of thing. If you are spotted using a cell phone, the
even
police...
though headsets don't notably in any way change people's reaction time when
sure.
it comes to using phones, obviously. People don't like, I've seen bumper stickers, shut up and drive, and that kind of thing. You know, when you think about somebody talking on the cell phone, they're probably about as impeded as a drunk driver.
I don't know about that.
That's what some of the studies have said. I don't know
really?
Anything beyond that. Yeah.
I thought the studies that I've seen said that cell phone use isn't any more dangerous than changing channels on the car radio.
I guess I should have made clear that you're talking about 0.08, you know, what they call drunk driving, which isn't, in fact, drunk driving. You know,
I see.
What the government considers drunk and what we consider, you know, drunk is something entirely different.
I was going to say, to suggest that being S-faced and behind the wheel and versus getting, or as compared to getting on a cell phone is the same thing? No, not at all. Obviously, people around the country, probably millions and millions of them, use cell phones safely while driving every single day. But nonetheless, state governments have banned it. We're seeing these bans becoming more popular as one state government finds out that it can make money off of this. Because, again, you find the people that are violating and then that you cash in, basically, off of cell phone users. That's what they're really trying to do. They really just want another revenue source. They don't really care about keeping you safe. But the UK is going to take it a step further. Motorists caught using handheld mobile phones while driving could be jailed for 2 years under tough new guidelines issued today by prosecutors.
It's crazy.
Drivers who adjust sat navs, tinker with MP3 music players such as iPods, or send text messages at the wheel could also face prison sentences. Prosecutions will be brought if they play
with their satellite navigation device.
That's correct. Prosecutions will be brought if by using the equipment a motorist is judged to have posed a danger to other drivers, such as causing another car to swerve. Using a handheld mobile phone while driving was outlawed in 2003, but it's estimated that 500,000 motorists flout the ban each day. Can you believe the gall of these individuals thinking they can just ignore the diktats of their mommy government? Well, they're going to get shown. The mommy government's going to put them in a jail cell for their lawlessness. 800-259-9234. So, what you in for, Mark?
Oh, I was talking to my grandma.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever, on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Go and get your last-minute shopping done. I don't think it's too late at this point to get stuff delivered by Christmas, but you probably have to pay a little extra for shipping. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and anything that you purchase, whether it be a new item or even a used item, Free Talk Live will get a percentage. It's the same great prices, same great Amazon. It's just our special little entrance that gets you in and gets us a cut. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, back to the United Kingdom, where prosecutors apparently can just make their own law or guidelines or whatever. This didn't require an act of their Congress over there, Mark, or their parliament. This was prosecutors that just decided that, okay, now if you're caught using a MP3 player or on your cell phone in your car, you could be spending up to 2 years in prison.
And that's nuts that they could even, I mean, how did they become lawmakers?
Well, it's a different system over there, Mark.
They're not
proposed to know what
they're not.
Well, these are sentencing guidelines, apparently. Prosecutors say here that, again, they outlawed handheld mobile stuff while driving back in 2003, but still, over 500,000 motorists flout the ban each day, say they. Existing guidelines restricted prosecutors to pursuing only a charge of careless driving, for which the maximum fine is £5,000, along with up to 9 points on a motorist license. But under the new rules, drivers would be charged with dangerous driving, which carries a maximum sentence of 2 years in jail. It's believed that by increasing the penalties, drivers will start to take the law seriously. Now, have drunks started to take the law seriously with the DUI situation in America?
It's pretty serious what happens to you if you do get even your first DUI, let alone after that.
But yet it seems to me, Mark, that DUI, people that are busted for DUI, it seems like they're very likely to get busted a second and a third time. Have you noticed that?
Well, I would say that we're probably bust more people for DUI now, too.
Because of the .08?
Just because they're looking for it.
Well, my point being here that
they're not looking for dangerous driving. They're just scouring the town, stopping people randomly looking for DUI.
Well, we know they're doing that, and that's awful, and it's certainly anti-freedom, but it's a whole other issue. But my point here is to suggest that increasing the penalties doesn't really do anything to increase compliance. And
well, as long as people realize that there's a penalty for whatever it is that they're doing, they likely and they consider it wrong, they'll likely not do it. Increasing the penalty, like, for instance, I don't think there's much difference between giving someone 15 years in prison and giving them the death penalty. They don't want to do it. Yeah. Who would want to do that?
That's true. But here was what I was going to say, is that when it comes to someone getting busted for DUI, they go into the system, they get punished, and it's usually pretty awful, in many cases losing a driver's license and having to do some level of time or paying a very, very large fine.
The government sure benefits from it, though.
Well, okay, yeah, the government benefits from it, but you would think that if that were pretty... I mean, it's pretty harsh when you get caught for a DUI. You'd think that if it were that harsh, that if they didn't realize it beforehand, maybe they didn't know what the law was beforehand,
mm-hmm.
after they'd been through that, they would understand, right, whoa... I never want to do this again. I'm swearing off liquor. No more of this. I'm done. But no, they get popped a second and a third and a fourth time. They'll go out and they'll drive even without a driver's license because
some
I don't know why.
Will.
It's just my point here is that they're wrong. I don't think that by increasing penalties, drivers will start to take the law more seriously. I mean, there are countries where it's the death penalty for dealing drugs. You think you can't get marijuana in those countries? Of course you can. So, I don't know if I agree with them on that one. In fact, what it might do is increasing the penalties just might tell people that there's no justice in this world. So, you know, no real justice, at least. So, who cares what you do? If you're going to break the law, go ahead and do it anyway.
Well, you know, there wouldn't be a real justice because, as far as I'm concerned, that's too harsh a penalty. Secondly, you know, it's so arbitrary. When you're talking about penalties that big, the cops are less likely to enforce it because they're going to consider it unfair. So therefore, it's going to be even more arbitrary and rare for a person
to
get it.
You think the cops are going to be less likely to enforce this?
Some and sometimes.
I don't know. They're probably going to get a fine, too. It's probably going to be jail plus a fine, but it doesn't make that clear. Anyway, the Parliamentary Advisory Council says, this sends a clear message to motorists. Don't mix driving and communicating, just as you would not drink and drive. This is long overdue. At last, the law has caught up with the reality of the road, with too many people using their phone while driving. But Paul Bigg, spokesman for the Association of British Drivers, says, this does seem over the top. I would never condone using a handheld mobile and would never do it myself, but existing laws cover it, and there are plenty of other things which are distracting. The new guidelines mean prosecutors will be able to go for a dangerous driving charge, which carries the punishment of an unlimited fine.
Hey, so there you go. They will be able to go for a dangerous driving. That doesn't mean they necessarily will. More arbitrary, just crap.
Well, they're going to go for it because they can have an unlimited fine on that one, whereas the other one was capped at £5,000. And again, the two-year jail term.
£5,000.
In addition, drivers who kill while using mobile phones could be charged with causing death by dangerous driving, which carries a 14-year jail term.
That might be something different. If in fact you are doing distracted driving, you know, you're distracted while driving, that's something entirely different.
But... Well, yeah, bringing harm to another person is an issue, and that definitely deserves to be handled. But I don't know if talking on the
cell phone... Yeah, like having a cell phone
in
your hand, I don't know if I can qualify that in my mind as distracted
right.
driving.
Should you spend more time in jail if you killed somebody with your vehicle by being on the phone versus being tired? Really, you're hurting the person, and you're taking their life from them. Shouldn't the punishment be pretty uniform in that particular case, regardless of what your circumstances were? Because it's irresponsible to get behind the wheel while tired, just like it's irresponsible to get behind the wheel while drunk. I'm just asking. If you've got an answer, 800-259-9231. A new offense causing death by careless driving is to be created under the Road Safety Act, due to come into force early next year. So, you know, it goes on, but they're cracking down, and it's just getting worse. The idea here is that you can't make decisions for yourself. You're just a little baby, a little child, and you can't make your own choices as to how to get behind the wheel and drive. Even though you might have been driving for years safely with a cell phone, now you are risking a jail term for doing it in the UK. And I'd say, you know, Mark, it's not going to be long before New Jersey or New York or California or some other U.S. government decides to make a move in this direction as well. So just watch and wait. It'll happen. Let's go to the phones in the meantime and talk to Christian in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Christian in New Jersey, going once. Christian in New Jersey, going twice. He's gone. 800-259-9231. Here's a couple quick fun points for you here that has nothing to do with driving, but does have to do with this global climate change stuff that the world is so abuzz about. And, of course, some people have pointed out that the Al Gore movie was little more than just political. It's a political movie, basically. I have yet to see it myself. I probably won't ever bother because I don't really waste my time with propaganda. But nonetheless, there's an interesting story here.
It's almost a religion, really, because these people have such faith in what they're being told.
Right.
And they don't question it. They don't look at the, you know, all the facts that surround it. They just say, yes, it's global warming is caused by man, and it must be so, and we can do something about it, and let's just revert to worldwide socialism is really what the solution seems to be.
Well, apparently some controversy was stirred up when some teachers in Great Britain decided to show the movie in class, and they were then ordered to read some inaccuracies off prior to showing the movie, because it's essentially, at least the government in the UK has decided,
recognizes that it's
propaganda. Yeah. And so here are some of those points that they have to read to the kids. Point number one is the film claims that melting snows on Mount Kilimanjaro evidence global warming. The government's own expert was apparently forced to concede this is not correct. Two, the film suggests that evidence from ice cores proves that rising CO2 causes temperature increases over 650,000 years. The court found the film was misleading. Over that period, the rises in CO2 lagged behind the temperature rises by 800 to 200 years.
Yep.
The film, number three, uses emotive images of Hurricane Katrina and suggested this has been caused by global warming. The government's expert had to accept that it was not possible to attribute one-off events to global warming. So hurricanes are more likely because, I don't know. Number four, the film shows the drying
the
up
hurricane of, since Katrina.
The film shows the drying up of Lake Chad and claims this was caused by global warming. And their expert also had to accept that that was not the case. The film claims a study showed that polar bears had drowned due to disappearing Arctic ice. Turns out that Mr. Gore had misread the study. In fact, four polar bears drowned, but it was because of a particularly violent storm. Six, the film threatens that global warming could stop the Gulf Stream, throwing Europe into an ice age. The claimant's evidence was that this was a scientific impossibility. The film also, number seven, blames global warming for species losses, including coral reef bleaching, and the government could not find any evidence to support this claim. Finally here, the film suggests that the Greenland ice covering could melt, causing sea levels to rise dangerously, and the evidence is that Greenland would not melt for millennia. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you